I've done construction work. I've done a little bit of everything. I've had to work all my life despite my drug habit, though.
So, how did you first find yourself out on the streets?
Drugs.
How do you find food on a daily basis out there?
If you're really hungry, you get dumpsters. Or you just friends feed you, whoever.
So, how do you make it when you first wake up in the morning? What's the first thing that you do?
First thing you do? Well, I used to, because I'm still homeless. I'm living in a motel now through the program I'm in. I'd get up, have cold coffee, and do some drugs and go about my day.
Where do you go? What do you do?
Walk around, hang out at Walmart, hang out with friends, walk around some more, do some more drugs. It's a hard life. I mean, that's why a lot of people do drugs out there, is because they're homeless and you gotta walk around. And I tried to kill myself, and that's what got me clean.
So, what's your day like now?
I ride my bike around all day, go see my friends that are homeless. I don't give up on my friends out there in the streets. They're like them. They're my family. And I'm very passionate about my friends and my family. And I'll go to bat for the homeless people. Because a lot of people in this county look at us as we're all bad people. But a lot of us aren't. There's a lot of good people out there. Really good people. They'll give you the shirt off their back. They'll give you their last meal to help you out if you're hungry.
Next, we'll hear from Yvonne Smith. She talked about how she and another homeless woman have teamed up to help an elderly homeless woman whose mobility is seriously impaired. Are there friendships that you're able to form with people whom you trust who can help you out?
Help me out in which way are you talking about? There are people here, like the lady just walked in, Jeanette. We were all at the winter shelter together, and yes, we do form bonds.
I've seen several instances where able-bodied folks are taking care of older people who have a tough time getting around. I've seen that a lot.
Yes, I just took a shower with an elderly lady that needed help. I inspected her for bed sores, and she's getting one on her rump. And I need to tell Tina about that. But yeah, we do help each other out.
Bed sores are tough to get rid of. What do you have any idea how that's going to be handled?
I don't know, because she goes with the other lady, so she can't get up, she can't hardly wash herself and wash her hair and all that, so we just took a long hot shower together.
So it sounds like you and Tina are really helping this woman out with a lot of really tough stuff.
Well, she's in poor health, and she we've been trying to get her disability, but they say she doesn't qualify for disability. What can I say about that, you know?
I'm Sarah Reith for KRCB's North Bay Report.